This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And the baseball team stink. It's too early to get into the football. How's your chest doing, BT?
I don't know what, dude. I mean, it's okay.
You showed me that welt yesterday.
I didn't realize. I mean, for those of you that's like, what is Sal talking about? Francesca almost killed me. And the funny thing is, when I get home, my wife says, "You sure he didn't plot that out?"
Wow.
From that argument that he and I had years ago.
Mike and I were riding together.
So you plotted things out?
I heard Gio mention that before, which was funny.
Because God Mike almighty. Goes,
Sal, I tried.
No, I didn't even see it.
Sal, we played, I tried. That's funny. I did not hear Greg see that.
It was funny. We had fun. We had such a great day yesterday playing golf with Fred Tess. We'll get into the sports in a little bit, but I do want to start with this and have some fun. We had such a great day. Man. UB, JJ, Fred Tess, and I didn't even see it. I'm off to the side looking for my ball. Who knows where I hit it? And I come back up, and BT's like, dude. I'm like, what? Because you missed it. I'm like,
you
missed it. And you were like stoic and serious. Like, Mike almost killed me.
Honestly, this is not an exaggeration. I mean, it could have. He really could have killed me. So let me give you the visual here. Right now, where were you at this point? Did so you even see you were, it?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think you saw it.
The green, the hole in the green. So I was to the left of that.
Okay.
Kind of bunker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was running down there trying to get my ball, whatever, and pick it up and probably drop it on the green. And I guess the three of you.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Okay,
you
so that, I just I want to know where you are.
I thought that's where. Okay.
So Mike is in a green side-ish bunker.
Right.
All right. Now, the people that I've told the story to, they're like, "You've played enough golf. Why are you standing right in front of him?" I wasn't. It was a bad shot.
Okay, so he hit Mike a little bit sideways?
Yeah, he did. So if Mike is, let's say, I try to do this in terms of a clock here. Let's say that Mike is at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the green is at 12. Oh, the pin is at 12. And he's trying to come out of a bunker, okay, fire something there. I'm off at 3 o'clock, minding my own business.
Oh, I hit a little sideways.
I want nothing to do with 6 o'clock or 12 o'clock. Me and JJ, or because we're getting ready to putt.
Oh, you guys are zigzagging all day long.
Well, that's what happens when you find the green a little before you guys do. We can act before
you. Mike's good. So you guys play east-west golf.
So we're marked and we're getting ready to putt. And you are in the other bunkers, you said, probably more like 9 o'clock, okay, in relation to the pin. I'm off to the side minding my own business. And Sal, when I didn't know if I got shot by a sniper. I didn't know if, now, my first thought would have been somebody on a corresponding fairway or green, or tee, pardon me, hit me. But it was, I mean, it's such a beautiful place. Nobody was really out there playing, so it couldn't have been somebody else's ball. So, I mean, it hurt. I don't know how I didn't go down.
Plus,
I really don't.
It was freezing.
Like, yeah.
You guys picked the worst. It was like
windy.
November. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like Scotland or England. And it hit me. And JJ's like, what was that? And I'm like, I don't know. And then Willie's like, "You all right, man?" Like, Willie couldn't be any more casual. Dude, you okay? I don't know. Let me make sure this didn't hit my heart. And I'm gonna need, you know, to be resuscitated soon. But as the day went on, and it was a Hazel laser.
Yeah.
As the day went on, Sal, and JJ and I were texting about this because he saw it. You didn't
right,
see
so
it.
And I didn't even get the story yet because we were playing the rest of the way. Like, you were kind of like, Mike almost killed me. And then I was like, what? And then I was getting the details from Willie. And Willie was like, oh, dude, a couple more. And I'm sorry, but we were dying laughing.
I get it.
A couple inches would have busted his teeth in his face.
I would have laughed, too.
I don't know why that's funny.
It is funny because it didn't happen. If it would have happened, there would have been, honestly, I would have been airlifted to Lord knows where, because I'm not exactly even sure where I was on Long Island.
So you were not watching Mike shoot?
No, I was in the middle of a conversation. Did you put that on me?
Well, because I was thinking, like, why didn't you either, A, try to move, and then JJ, I might have texted
him. Try to move.
And JJ goes, to be fair, you didn't really have much time to move.
Try to move. This wasn't a can of corn. This was a dot.
I get it, but or if you see it coming at you, you know, put your arms up and
protect Rocky. I don't have that kind of reflex to. Sal, when I tell you this thing, I don't know what the exit velocity was on this golf ball. But it was like a Giancarlo Stanton rocket.
What was my good exit velo for Mike? Was four yelled?
I didn't hear it. Okay. Now, I'm not going to put this on Mike's doorstep. To be fair.
Now, I have another question after
that.
We'll get to all
the questions. I'm sure you do. We'll get to some of the other highlights. We had a blast, man. Course is awesome. Mike hits the ball straight.
He's the best.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I told you his game is good. Even in those conditions were.
Good scout report.
I've never played in such. Now, I don't play a lot, but the wind yesterday.
It was windy.
Was out of control.
Willie said there were like three clubs.
Willie the caddy. We should preface
that. Yeah, true. Not Willie Randolph. three clubs. You had a club up three times, something, because generally we were going into the wind. Anyway, I didn't hear wind. Number one, it was four. Number two, I don't know if Mike even yelled it. I mean, sometimes you hit a shot like that. Again, Mike did hit the ball straight, but sometimes you hit such a bad shot that you're stunned because it's so out of, like, your body's not used to that kind of a skull sideways. Right. So I was not watching. It was not the 17th hole where Mike's coming down the stretch at Augusta trying to beat Tiger.
Right.
I was having fun with JJ.
Right.
So I'm not really locked into his shot, and I was way, way away from danger, or at least I thought.
Right, so now the money question. And by the way, this was early on. Like, this was what, hole four or five, something like that?
I think it was about hole five or so, okay. And it snapped me in. Once that hit me, I started playing great.
Oh, this is so fun.
Good.
So what was Mike's reaction afterwards?
I think his real reaction may have been, damn it, I missed. Now, listen, all jokes aside.
Did he apologize? He didn't say anything?
I got to be honest. I didn't look rattled, but for about 2 minutes after that, I was kind of in my own head like, that could have been really bad. So he may have apologized. I'm sure he did. He didn't even know. I know I told him. I said, Mike, did you see what just happened? And he goes, no. And I also kept them from probably getting a nine on the hole because it hit my chest and it knocked right down to the green.
You guys are scoring? Mike was scoring. Man. I wasn't checking in with
him. Of course. Well, I got the over-unders. We'll get to that.
Did you actually score?
Yes.
Oh,
well, JJ
on.
Scored his.
Okay. So then you and
just I had on my phone. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I kind of lost track for you, so I couldn't really score for you.
Yeah.
I tried.
I don't pick it up and drop. Like, by the back nine, I was like, I'm done with this. Just get to lunch here and go talk to
you. You did say that. And what did I say? Sal says to me on about 15, or he's like, oh, good, only a couple of more. I'm like, good, I want to play 36. What do you mean good? I want to stay here all day.
I will say that.
The course was awesome.
I understand how people get the bug, because when you do play, it is a lot of fun. It was a great, but like, that's high-end playing at Mike's club, a great caddy.
Sure,
like,
sure. The caddy made it a lot easier.
Going to the public course, walking with your clubs or whatever, to me, he's not.
I agree. That's why I don't walk.
Yeah. I mean, I showed up. I didn't have any balls. And I'm like, Mike, so you guys need anything? I was like, yeah. I mean, I ordered from Amazon.
You told me this on the practice range. He says he ordered balls. Now, again, we're playing Thursday. You clicked enter on Amazon on Wednesday
night, hoping for an overnight delivery from 4 to 6 a.m. And it wasn't on my doorstep by the time I left at 6. I was like, oh, it probably was in the mailbox now that I think about it. Because when I came home, they still weren't there. I was like, what the hell's going on? They left it in the mailbox.
They did leave it in the mailbox.
Mike's like, whatever you need, what kind of ball you use? I'm like, Mike, whatever ball, like, whatever the cheapest there is. I don't care.
But you can't buy them at a country club. He's like, you can't, no money.
That.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'll go to the pro shop, put it on my credit card.
Why wouldn't you think
that?
And then he
comes back with six, and I was like, six? I don't know if this is going to get me through 18. Like, I lose. Yeah. You know, now, Willie, obviously great caddy, so you're hoping.
He changes everything. I usually don't like playing with caddies. He was great.
The point is the anxiety that I have is in losing the balls or, God forbid, hitting. Mike doesn't give a crap. He'll drive up. I'm like, all right, I'll play this off to the side of you, whatever. And then he's kind of in the line of fire where if I hit a perfect shot, it's not going to touch him.
I'm not going to hit a
perfect shot.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. All right, so let's say Let's say Mike killed me yesterday. Let's say
killed me.
Let's say I die on the green. God forbid.
Dude,
like a temple shot or a throat shot or a nut shot. I mean, just say that I died.
You were down for the count. Yeah.
Does Mike come to the funeral?
I thought you were going to say, does Mike come in and do the show with me today?
does Mike come to the funeral?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, man. You know, and as the day went on.
Maybe.
I really did think about that. I know Recco took one off the noggin, off the tree. We've heard that drop a million times. Sal, like, if that ball, again, you didn't see it.
I know.
If that ball hits me in the face, I think I've got major reconstructive surgery. no teeth. I mean, the more I think about it, it's actually terrifying.
The three, the three things that make it funny, I was laughing like all last night. Every time I thought about it, I was like, Jesus.
I know.
Because luckily we can laugh about it. But the three things that to me were the funniest was when first you told me, I'm coming back, you know, with the ball walking to the green. Like, dude, I'm like, what? What happened? Mike almost killed me. You missed it. Hit me right in the chest. I'm like, and then you showed me the welt and it was a little red. And then the second part was Willie talking about it, because Willie's just a fun-loving caddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A worry in the world.
And
I like that.
And he's saying it with such a smile on his face. Like, oh, he's like, that could have been bad. It would have broken his teeth. It would have messed up his whole face. And I don't know why, but he's saying it. I guess he's like, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be out of here. And I'm like, what?
They would have had to airlift me.
And the third.
It's not like, let's call the ambulance and just meander. There would have been a chopper.
And the third part, and this is my favorite. No, just
what?
Just the fact that Mike just decided.
What?
That Mike just keeps plowing through like that.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Are you okay? All right, good.
You all right? What were you doing standing there?
Yeah, no, that's what he said. Why were you standing there?
I don't know,
Mike, because I'm 25 yards out of your view, and it's your course, and I thought you'd get out of the sand clean. Like, that's why I'm standing here.
I feel like
here.
If you hit
Where you want me to go?
If you
Behind
hit,
you?
If you hit JJ, or I hit you, or JJ hit me, or whatever,
yeah.
It would not have been as funny.
I know.
Mike
hits me. But no, really, like, and the funniest part is with my wife's reaction. She said without skipping
a
beat.
Home, you told her?
Yeah. It's not like I texted, I almost got hurt. Whatever, I'm fine, I'm playing. But I told her when I got home, and she said without missing a beat, man. She goes, you sure that wasn't on purpose? Because of, you know, and for those who don't know, Mike and I had this one epic blow up. I mean, and it was a blow up years ago here when I was doing national and he was still here. And obviously we've made amends. He invited us to play clearly.
Well,
and I respect, you know, Mike and I have had a pretty good relationship before that. But and she's like, I think he was trying to take you out. And she kept saying it over dinner. Like she said, because Colt was saying something. My daughter was saying something. And she said it like four times. Finally, I looked. I said, I heard you. I got you.
Oh,
I heard
God.
You.
Dude.
Now, I also have to say that Sal.
The first day we
Sal piped his first shot.
Yeah.
He piped his first shot. He's also playing with a square driver.
Well, it's a driver. What do you mean it's a square driver?
It's a square driver. It's yeah. And I remember
it's illegal. I don't even.
No, I don't mean it like that.
It's not huge, but yes, it's
bigger, a squarish, yeah, right. Or it's not the conventional, right, whatever that, okay, conventional shape is. And I admit, and I talked about this on the air, like, and it's not so much because of Mike. I just, when I play with people that haven't seen me play, yeah, I'm like, just get off the tee and start the round and just get the, right, train going. What happens? I dribble one off the tee, 13 yards.
I'm JJ, like, led us off, right? And he screwed up.
He did. Yeah. That made me feel better. No, right, offense, JJ.
And then you went and, wait, then you went you
first.
Screwed up.
Yep, yeah. He hosled one. I dribbled, yeah, one. You absolutely,
and then I
screamed
went up there,
one.
Yeah, and
you
that
rinsed
was,
it.
Yeah, and
you
was
did.
Like, oh, thank God. And then from there, it was all downhill.
You know, you had a couple good drives.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, you had a couple good drives.
Well, that's my strength because I used to do that as a kid, whatever. I, you know,
go to the range?
Yeah, go to the driving range and just pound them. So I don't play nearly enough, but it was fun. Two observations before we get to the calls and we get back to the sports. By the way, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you, at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, look, thank God you didn't get hit
thank
in the face.
Thank God.
God, that was funny, man. Every time I think about that, I'm going to laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
One, JJ.
Yeah.
He sits over the ball and dances way too long before, like, get up and let's go.
He's a little Sergio Garcia, Bethpage, early 2000s.
Now,
with the
good
waggles.
He's pretty good.
He
I
takes
love
his time.
I'm just saying, like, it's one observation that, like, I get up there, I think, I don't even really do a practice shot. I'm like, let's just keep it moving.
Yeah,
it
yeah, yeah.
Wherever it goes, it goes. He's sitting over it.
He does.
And then
he hovers, doesn't he?
And
he hovers. And he kind of adjusts his hands.
Oh,
and it's
God.
The club face is off the ground. He is a trip to ride with. He is a fun guy to play
with.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Great guy.
And then for you, you remind me. Now, I'm not saying this in a bad way, good way, I don't know, but your swing and pre-ball approach reminds me of Charles Barkley.
The hell out of
no,
you,
no,
Charles
I'm serious,
Barkley.
Where Barkley has the...
Wait, hold on. No. Let me stop before it's out. Yeah. He prefaces it with, this is not a good thing or a bad thing, but your swing looks like Charles
no,
Barkley.
No, because I know...
How am I supposed to take that?
I know that Barkley, there's a negative connotation
for
there.
Sure.
But you do a thing where, like, you get to it, and then you kind of go down.
Uh-huh.
And if you watch Barkley, it just reminded me of that. I don't know if it's... It just reminded me the one time that I've seen Barkley play, wherever it was, those things that they tell
yeah, like
about.
Out the Utah, one yeah. of those big events. Yeah,
your swing converted righty. Not every time.
Uh-huh.
Off the tee is where
off
I noticed.
Off the tee is where I'm thinking the most.
That's where it is. Off the tee is where I noticed you have that little Barkley, like, you. I don't know, you line it up. Now, you had some bombs yesterday. You and JJ settled down in the back nine. I will say that.
We got I said at one point to JJ, I said, we're on about an hour and a half heater. I mean, we're piping shots, man. And yeah, I don't know where you were on the course.
That was awful.
I met you on the green, and it was fun. Mike was hysterical. And then, of course, at lunch, we get to the captive audience, where we get some of the stories,
God,
you know, backwards.
There's
some we can't say. Steinbrenner stuff. Mike and the Mad Dog stuff, FAN stuff. It was just phenomenal.
He's the best. That was such a great day. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Yep.
And Willie as well was awesome. That was a great day. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Mike?
Let me just get a couple of points in and just listen for a second. BT, I take you as, I would think that you're a pretty stylish guy, but that hat in the selfie, you look like an extra from The Sandlot.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And hold on, hold on. And then Sal wearing a jacket that says, Sal Licata, like, if Sal, please return. And then, even though it wasn't nice out, did you guys have to wear sunglasses with Mike's teeth?
Oh, see, this is where people...
Thanks
for the call, Mike. This is where people get nuts. Why do you care what BT's wearing or what I'm wearing or what Mike's doing in a picture? Come on.
The funny thing is, though, he's right about me with that hat.
Well,
It's a new... they sent me at St. John's, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not a hat guy. Like, I don't really wear a hat when I play golf. I'll wear one of those...
The top is soggy in that new hat. That's what he was saying there.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, he's not wrong. It's a unique looking hat.
And the same thing with me. But honestly, I didn't get dressed in the morning thinking about what morons on social media were going to say about my shirt.
100%.
I knew it was cold. So I wanted kind of a nice quarter zip. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to wear a hoodie on the golf course.
We wore shorts, though. We toughed it out.
I did. Yeah, they were both
the midday
wearing
show
pants.
Sacks it up. We're wearing shorts.
I didn't want to wear pants. Like, it's a
summer.
Well,
they did. Mike did and JJ did.
And honestly, if I knew how cold it was going to be, maybe I would have.
Really?
Pants. I don't even think I actually have pants. Like, I don't own.
Like golf pants? Like, yeah. Well, you got like khakis or something.
No,
like
that. That's
really?
What I'm saying. I don't wear that. I usually wear either jeans or whatever. So, point is that, I wore the Islander thing. Ledecky sent over us
the
all
50th anniversary
three
one.
Quarter zips with our names on it.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to black it out for the stupid picture? I mean, come on. Andy.
Photoshop it, Sal.
Andy is in Comac. What's up, Andy?
Andy.
Hey, don't guys. What course did you play?
It's called Sands Point.
Sands. Lake Road. Yeah. So BT, I had a similar situation about a year ago. I'm playing golf. I'm on one side of the green. The guy I'm playing was a stranger. I didn't know him, but he's on the other side. He figured he's just gonna do like this little. flop shot or a little easy chip. So I'm in the fog. I'm just looking at the trees and I'm paying attention. Next thing I know, boom, stars. I was literally almost knocked out 100 miles an hour into my head. If that thing was down, another foot, another 6 inches, similar situation.
Yeah.
You know, facial reconstruction. And I literally probably had a concussion for a week. So the point, the moral of the story is, you gotta literally either be parallel behind the guy or always pay attention.
Yeah,
I think always paying attention is the key, Andy. And thank you for the call. That's a scary story there. Who knew golf was as dangerous as the NFL? Like, should we be wearing helmets out there with certain people that play? Like, I do think BT. And when you're playing with a foursome where you're not really like intense, we're not gambling on these holes.
No,
like, we're out there to have fun. No. So in that setting, though, you can have multiple people all over the place and just
You can lose sight of what's going on.
And that's kind of what we had yesterday where one cart's up there. And
For sure.
You really should be more careful than that, probably.
I agree. You know, but even if I was paid attention, I wouldn't have been able to deflect it. I mean, listen, I'm just trying to describe if somebody took a... Now, a golf ball compared to a baseball is just so much harder.
Right.
It is. There's no... Not that there's a lot of pliability with a baseball,
but... I'd rather get hit in the head with a golf ball than a baseball.
I'd rather take the baseball. No question about
it. Really?
Yeah, at the same speed.
I've taken a baseball in the face as a young kid. It scarred me forever with that one.
Well, you might get a scar.
Literal scar. Mental.
If you were me yesterday, that may have scarred you forever. So, if I was paid... It's not that I wasn't paid attention. I wasn't, but that's not my fault. But imagine somebody taking a golf ball and running, and somebody that's got a good arm. I don't mean somebody's going to throw a lollipop. That runs with a 15-yard or 15-foot head start and cocks it back and throws it literally as hard as they could and then tack on 50 miles an hour. That's how hard the ball hit me. Dude, honestly, man, like... I'm very lucky.
We are all very lucky that nothing serious happened. We are all very
Now, did you get a laugh out of this when you and Mike get back to your car? Because JJ and I wrote together.
We never talked about it. I swear.
You didn't talk about it after. You just plotted it out together before is what you did.
I'm not denying that. But no, we never. I brought it up with Willie and that was it. I didn't want to bring it up with Mike. Like, what happened?
He couldn't care less. What? Mike, no sweat off his back. Hey, where's my ball, Willie?
Didn't hit you.
Okay?
You're lying. It hit the tree. No, no, that was
what a
great
day, though, man. It was awesome.
BT,
We got to get a fan outing. We really need to. I don't know why we don't have a WFAN golf outing.
Wow.
What
do you mean?
I mean, like, where everybody's there. We do the shows from a golf course, and listeners are there, and we go nuts. What's the problem?
I'm just happy to have a WFAN job. You want to get it? You want to get to the golf outing? Who's going to be invited to that outing? All right, BT and Sal of the Fan. We'll get back to the hard-hitting sports stuff as always when we come back.
888-808-1019
is the number. Yeah, they're both just, I'm ready for football season. If you live in New Jersey, your electricity rates are going up yet again. If your current cooling system is over 15 years old, get ahead of that rate increase now with a new high-efficiency Carrier AC system. There's only one company to call. My friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's air conditioning experts, and they have been for decades. Take it from me. You'll save money and stay cooler. These guys are true experts. Contact my friends now at EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com. Do you know what type of balls Mike was hitting yesterday?
I don't.
Just lift down your shirt. Let me see if I could read the...
the imprint. I don't know. No, it probably... No, Pro V1's the best.
Titleist 2?
It was a Titleist.
I can read it in your chest. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.